All right. Here's what we're going to do, he told the droid slowly. The antenna's outer wiring is useless, but it doesn't look like the core itself was damaged. If we can find 10 kilometers of superconducting wire somewhere else on the ship, we should be able to make ourselves a new one, right? R2 thought about that, gurgled an answer. Oh, come on now, Luke admonished him. You mean to tell me you can't do what some non-intelligent wire-wrapping machine does all day? The droid's beeping response sounded decidedly indignant. The translation that scrolled across the computer scope was even more so. Well then, there's no problem, Luke said, suppressing a smile. I'd guess either the repulsor lift drive or else the sensor jammer will have all the wire we need. Check on that, will you? There was a pause, and R2 quietly whistled something. Yes, I know what the life support's limitations are, Luke agreed. That's why you'll be the one doing all the wiring. I'm going to have to spend most of the time back in hibernation trance. Another series of whistles. Don't worry about it, Luke assured him. As long as I come up every few days for food and water, hibernation is perfectly safe. You've seen me do it a dozen times, remember? Now get busy and run those checks. Neither of the two components had quite the length of wiring they needed. But after poking around a little in the more esoteric sections of his technical memory, R2 came to the conclusion that the 8 kilometers available in the sensor jammer should be adequate to create at least a low-efficiency antenna. He conceded, however, that there was no way to know for sure until they actually tried it. It was another hour's work for Luke to get the jammer and antenna out of the ship, strip the ruined wire off the core of the ladder, and move everything to the upper aft fuselage where R2's two graspers could reach it. Jury-rigging a framework to feed the wire and protect it from snagging took another hour, and it took a half hour more to watch the operation from inside to make sure it was going smoothly, at which point there was nothing left for him to do. Now don't forget, he warned the droid as he settled himself as comfortably into the cockpit seat as possible. If anything goes wrong, or you even think something's about to go wrong, you go ahead and wake me up. Got that? R2 whistled his assurances. All right, Luke said, more to himself than to the droid. I guess this is it then. He took a deep breath, letting his gaze sweep one last time across the starry sky. If this didn't work... But there was no point in worrying about that now. He'd done all he could for the moment. It was time now for him to draw upon inner peace and to entrust his fate to R2. To R2 and to the Force. He took another deep breath. Leia, he called, uselessly, one last time. Then, turning his mind and thoughts inward, he began to slow his heart. The last thing he remembered before the darkness took him was the odd sense that someone, somewhere, had in fact heard that final call.